Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. In the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center, police and protesters clashed for a third straight night. The unrest erupted after a police officer killed a black man during a traffic stop on Sunday. NPR's David Shaper reports that the officer and the city's police chief have resigned.
During a traffic stop Sunday afternoon, Officer Kim Potter fired a single shot that killed 20-year-old Dante Wright, as Wright tried to escape from officers who tried to place him in handcuffs. The police chief says he believes Potter mistakenly grabbed her gun when she meant to grab her taser. Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott says he did not ask for the resignation and that the investigation into the shooting will continue.
We have to, you know, make sure that justice is served. Justice is done. Dante Wright, you know, deserves that. His family deserves that.
Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon resigned too. Elliott says he hopes the resignations can bring calm to the community. David Shaper, NPR News, Minneapolis.
A use of force expert defended Derek Chauvin's fatal arrest last May as a reasonable procedure used in similar circumstances by police nationwide. Barry Broad testified that George Floyd might be alive if he had rested comfortably as Chauvin knelt on his neck for nearly 9.5 minutes. Slain officer William Billy Evans has been honored in a ceremony at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, Evans was killed during an attack outside the U.S. Capitol earlier this month.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was among those gathered around the flag-draped casket of Capitol Police Officer Billy Evans. She called him a martyr for the nation's democracy. President Biden was also in attendance. In offering his condolences to the officer's family, Biden called Evans a hero.
NPR's Windsor Johnston reporting. All 50 states are pausing their use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine because of a very rare but dangerous blood clot. As NPR's WNYC's Emily Lang reports, the situation has prompted the suspension of a New York City program for homebound seniors.
About 1,500 appointments for elderly New Yorkers unable to leave their home will be postponed until the city receives guidance from the federal government. The Homebound initiative was announced in mid-February, just weeks before the FDA gave emergency authorization to the J&J vaccine. The single shot is easily refrigerated and transportable, a convenient solution for local officials trying to create an alternative for those physically unable to get to large-scale vaccine sites. Since then, over 6,000 people have been vaccinated through the program. Vaccination sites run by the state that are not a part of the homebound program are replacing the J&J shots with Pfizer doses.
Emily Lang reporting. This is NPR News. Rescue crews are combing waters off the Louisiana coast for survivors after a 265-foot commercial lift boat capsized in a storm. At least six people have been rescued off South Grand Isle, south of Port Fouchon. High winds are preventing the Coast Guard from sending helicopters over the waters. It's unclear how many people are missing from the boat. Egypt has seized the massive container ship that became stranded, blocking maritime traffic in the Suez Canal until its owners paid nearly $1 billion. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, 25 seafarers from India are being forced to remain on board the ship, which is anchored in a lake near the canal.
The Suez Canal Authority says the more than $900 million in compensation is for damages created by dredging, lost transit fees, and rescue efforts to dislodge the enormous Ever Given container ship from the canal bank. Egypt seized the ship after Japanese owners refused to pay. One of the ship's insurers issued a statement saying the magnitude of the compensation is unfounded and includes a $300 million claim for loss of reputation by Egypt. Meanwhile, there are increasing questions whether the Egyptian pilots moving the Ever Given through the canal were going much faster than the speed limit. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
In after-hours trading, U.S. futures are mixed. On markets across Asia, shares are mostly higher, down a fraction in Tokyo. This is NPR News.